Papa Maja.
A Papa Maja.
I'm sorry, a Papa Maja.
It's been, I don't know what's been happening or why, if it's some sort of weird stress thing in the back of my head or what, but my jaw's been popping a lot, like, for the past, like, 2 or 3 months, I think. It's maybe started about 3 months ago.
Was that about the time you were planning your trip to your parents?
It could be. It's still going, though. It's still going.
Oh, man, I can hear it. I bet that picked up, too.
Probably.
Ugh.
This is pretty mild right now.
Wow.
Yeah. So
does it sound like a stick breaking normally?
Yeah.
Crack. Crack.
Yeah. A couple of times it's cracked and I've been like, whoa, that scared me.
Does it hurt when it does that?
Not really. No. I mean, it's like popping a joint. You know, do any of your pieces? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's like that, except it's in jaw.
Your jaw. I've had that on occasion, but not like consistently. Like, I'm just going to pop my jaw 15 times in a row.
Yeah, I don't know. But I know I definitely have muscle tension issues in my jaw. Like, I can't... I grind my teeth at night.
Do you wear a guard?
Yeah, I do. If I remember to put it in. Yeah.
Do you look like Hannibal Lecter at night?
No. It's like a sports thing.
Ooh, a sports guard?
Yeah, it's actually a children-sized...
Mouth bra.
Sure.
Sport bra for your mouth for children.
But the adult size ones are big, and they actually are big enough to be uncomfortable when I'm sleeping. But
okay.
The child size is like it gets in there. It covers it. It prevents my teeth from grinding against another.
Yeah, little giddy teeth.
Yeah, it's little not giddy. That I have a small mouth.
That's what I'm hearing. I'm just that's what I am picking up from this conversation is that you have a small mouth.
Well, this small mouth's about to take a sip of this tall drink.
So describe this drink you got in front of you.
It looks like something I should be drinking out on the porch in the middle of summer.
That's funny. It has rooftop in its name. Or the original recipe did.
All right. I see there's a slice of lemon on the on the rim. There's cucumber inside. So this is definitely I think going to be refreshing summery fare.
It should. This is part of my Fuck You Winter series, which is slowly, last night was daylight, or 2 nights ago was daylight savings time.
Yes.
Or saving time. Is it
daylight? Daylight fucking you over time.
Yeah. Everyone's been grumpy today.
Yeah.
And
I know you have sleep issues, so it's probably hitting you worse than
people. I thought I had beaten it too, because I deprived myself of sleep.
Well, that's Friday always a night. Good idea.
No, it is though. So Friday night, I deprived myself of sleep. Uh-huh. And so Saturday I was exhausted, but I went to bed early.
Okay.
So I was perfectly in alignment when I woke up. I felt rested Sunday morning. I felt great.
So Sunday was good.
Sunday was great.
All right.
And then something happened last night where my brain would not turn off, and I was up till like 2:30 new time. So
were you stressed out about us not beating that Pathfinder adventure game?
Fucking Pathfinder game.
Is that what was keeping you up?
No, I think work is stressing me out. Yeah, Pathfinder was annoying me.
We can't win them all.
I know.
It's okay to lose once in a while. But that was really tough. It seemed obnoxiously difficult.
It was obnoxious.
But they frequently seemed that way, and then we end up beating it in any case.
We were not going to win that
one. No.
That one got away from us. I'm sorry. I have to watch my son very closely for once, because a momentous thing happened right before you got here.
Did he get out of the crib?
Oh, yeah. No. Not only did he fucking get out of his crib, he did it like a goddamn ninja. Like, I stood in my bedroom watching him on the monitor, like, ready to rush in, because it's like, you kind of don't want to stop him. Right? Because he's old enough. So you don't want to discourage it. But yeah. I was ready for him to fall and hurt himself, which kids are very resilient. So I was like, okay, I'm ready to be there if needed. And I watched him. He got like one leg over. So he like was sitting on the bar of the crib. And then he just perfectly threw the other leg up and then landed without even making noise on his feet. And I was like, God fucking damn it.
Did he do a stand after dismount?
He kind of did. He kind of did a dismount. He kind of was like, I'm awesome. So I had like a split second. I'm like, okay, I need to go back in there and put him back in his crib.
So he stuck that landing.
He did. I mean, he got a 10-point landing. So I want to get back to the drink a second. But yeah, so I kind of fucked with him, but I think I made the right call. So when that kind of thing happens, it's like, what do you do? Do you get like,
you put on a scary mask and go, rah, rah,
rah, and this is why you don't have children.
See, that's what happens when you get out of the crib at night. One of the scary monsters will come and tries to kill you.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Except Daddy Monster is a running joke with us, so he's not afraid of me at all. But
I can go up and do, you know.
Oh, he just thinks you're the guy from the popcorn bag now. I told Mel about that. He was eating some of the popcorn, what? And he pointed it tonight, and he said, Mike. And I was like,
cool. It's that Buddha
it's
something.
It's Buddha. It's just Buddha the bald. Popcorn. It's just the bald head.
Okay, great. So all bald guys look the same to your
my two-year-old, yes.
Son.
So I knew, he was in his room, and I knew I could see on the monitor he was grinning. So he was coming to the door, so I went up to the door, and I lightly pushed, and I said, Simon, go back to the crib. So he went back to the crib.
Go back the way you came out.
I was like, wait, actually, I kind of want to see what he's going to do. But he went back to the crib and then just kind of stopped, like, wait, what am I going to do? So I picked him up, put him in the crib, said, okay, buddy, don't do that. Good night. I didn't react at all. Mm-hmm. And it totally confused him. And he just laid down after I left. I was expecting him to do it again. And he's like, okay. But now I'm waiting to see if he does it again. But...
So he's kind of a little bit restless.
Yeah. Lying down. Well, the time change is tough for them, too, for kids, but. Yeah, so that's how I punked my kid, by not reacting at all to the fact that he can now escape his crib. So, yeah, he'll be getting converted to a toddler bed soon. His crib will. He will not be turned into a bed. Hi, we are Buddies in Space. You are...
S. Michael Smith. You are...
M. Michael Carassi.
And I'm going to take a sip of this.
This drink.
Do I need any sort of
warning? Would you say this looks thrown together, or...
No, obviously it's not as thrown together as nearly all of my preparations
Most
are.
Of mine are like that, too.
This is probably not the simple matter of taking a liquor of choice or spirit of choice and mixing it with a soda of choice.
I thought about doing that. I genuinely thought about it, and then I thought, no.
Because that's what I'm doing next time.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, but you find good combos. That's fine.
I hunt out the interesting sodas and mixer drinks.
This is meant to make you feel healthy afterwards.
Oh, okay. I have no idea what's in here other than the lemon and cucumbers.
And ice.
There's alcohol in this?
Yeah.
Because you can't taste it.
I know.
I can taste the cucumber.
Yep. Because it's infused. I infused it.
I'm guessing then maybe vodka?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
This is a Mike Carassi spin on the rooftop lemonade.
All right. I don't know what that is. I'm not familiar with the rooftop lemonade.
Someone's in the house. It's my wife. Back from yoga with your wife.
So it is very refreshing.
It is. Yes.
The flavor of the cucumber comes out.
Does it overwhelm the lemonade?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No. Because I can taste both.
Cool.
That's I can taste lemon and cucumber.
Actually, you could drop that lemon in there. So do you get anything else? Do you get a hint of something kind of strange that isn't vodka?
Let's see.
There should be something that you're not going to be able to put your finger on.
All right. There's some kind of an aftertaste of something, I think.
It's not bad, though, right? It's just different?
No, yeah. It's just different. Okay. I don't know what it is.
So I was looking at Fentimans lemon soda.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, that would be good. But you got to shake this, and that's not going to work well.
This is the Fentimans that makes a very good ginger beer.
A fantastic ginger beer, yes. But I did not go that route. I was like, I always do the liquor and soda thing. And I'm doing... a vlogcast tonight where I have to mix soda and beer. So let me not do that to myself. So I got coconut water lemonade. Lemonade made with coconut water. And then I took that right before you guys came over last night for board games. I poured it into some Tupperware and I cut up a bunch of cucumber and I threw it in there and I let it sit overnight. So it is coconut water lemonade. All
right. I'm going to have to take your word for it because I can't make out coconut in that.
It was really strong. It wasn't great, but the infusion covered it up. And then... I can't taste
coconut at all.
Good.
I mean, I really can't.
You're going to feel great. You're going to feel better after you finish this than before you drank it.
So coconut water is a healthy thing, is what you're getting at here.
Yes, it is really quite tasty, and it has all sorts of electrolytes and nutritional properties and blah, 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 blah. I don't know how much of the branched, mid-chain triglycerides still stick around in it, because the thing you want from coconut is lauric acid.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I switched MCT oils, so that it actually has... coconut oil in it. I'm not sure if coconut water really has any, but that's like the big thing with coconut is lauric acid.
I almost had a coconut like a week and a half ago when I was in Florida.
Like straight up, like the thing in the street vendor where they chip it.
No, not even that. Okay, so my parents have a house in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
It's on a water, It's not literally
it's
on
a houseboat?
No.
That's all. Awesome. Oh, that would be
it's
awesome.
It's on water.
Oh my God, your parents should have a houseboat.
It's on the bank of a harbor, a small harbor.
Is their house sitting on the dock of the bay?
There is a dock.
Are they wasting time?
Outside. Maybe. That could be argued. It could definitely be argued. So, yeah, and they have, I guess, coconut palm trees all over the place.
That's awesome.
It is, except they say that when the coconuts ripen and fall, they're, like, incredibly fucking dangerous.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense, actually.
And, you know, if you have one, like, over your driveway, one could just fall down and put a huge dent in your car.
I'd be worried about, like, having a kid.
Or a kid. It could put a huge dent in your kid, too.
I wonder how many deaths are attributed every year to coconut falling.
At least injuries.
Incidents. Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a good size. They're good sized coconuts.
Oh, they're heavy, yeah.
And they're heavy, and they just, I can imagine if they fall down, it is going to hurt. So apparently that is a problem down there at times.
It's an epidemic.
Yeah, and they have a little enclosed porch area in the back, and they have a couple of trees out there, and one of them had dropped a good-sized coconut, but it was, they everything is like fenced off, so there's the enclosed porch, and there's a door that goes out, and there's just a walkway that goes out to the little boat dock they have, a pier, pier. And
do they have a backyard?
And there's railing along that whole thing. Not really a backyard. Oh. There's like a little stretch where there's like some rocks and stuff on the bank.
Mm.
And that's where the coconut was. And it was out of reach. And I was like, oh! I could have like tried to go and get like a net or something, I guess.
Couldn't you
reach
just
out and...
Oh, the fence. You couldn't climb the fence?
It looked precarious. Because I would be stepping out. I would be stepping down onto a bunch of rocks. And it did not look like a good idea.
For you.
For me.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm sure you would have leapt right over.
I would have done a triple game
twist. Or Simon.
Twist.
He would have.
Simon
been right there.
Can
yeah.
escape anything now. Damn it. Yeah, I think he's out. Oh, thank God. This kid. The escapism. He turned my...
Do we need a timeout?
No, he's good. He's out.
Okay.
He's
out as mean he's asleep.
Yeah, no, he's not out of his crib. No, that's a good crap. I'm going to have to start distinguishing that now. Yeah. No, he is asleep now, thankfully.
All right.
My father-in-law showed him how to turn on his truck. Or showed him or told him, and then I got to the truck yesterday, and he was turning my father-in-law's truck on. He's like, okay. He took the key, found the ignition, put it in, then turned it. The white plate's going, radio's going. He's like, luckily he stops before he actually turns the engine over, but God dang, this kid. So anyway, so back to the drink. So I took coconut lemonade. I infused it with cucumber overnight for freshness, but I over-cucumbered it slightly, and I lost the lemonade flavor. So I then took half of a lemon, squeezed a fresh lemon into it, and then put the whole half of the lemon, you know, like rind in there, and then I got the lemon taste back.
Okay.
And I shook it with a lot of vodka and then had to pour some out because it was way too strong.
A lot of vodka. Okay. I really can't taste alcohol in this.
I weakened it a bit. But yeah, there's definitely a couple shots of booze in each of these. So you're welcome.
It's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dangerous drink.
But I'll remember this because
I'm feeling it a little bit.
Really?
A little.
Yeah.
I'm also tired.
Yeah. When I'm tired, I don't feel alcohol until it's too late. But anyway, I think I'm going to be making this summer because it's not that much work and it's damn refreshing. Damn refreshing. Or not. I don't know. I can't.
It is. It's refreshing. Okay. And in a flavorful way and in, a healthy, refreshed way. Sure.
I feel like you feel cheated somehow that it's healthy. You're like, just a fucking drink. Good for me. The fuck? What the fuck?
Am I really going to feel not that bad after I drink this?
I bet, actually, that you'll feel great because there should be a shit ton of electrolytes in it. And that's goes a long way to
all right
getting you back.
I'll drink it anyway.
All right, I'd put the lemon in, dude. You gotta drop that lemon in. I know it's a beautiful lemon wheel.
It is.
Yeah. Bam.
Doink.
Bam. So you survived your trip to your parents.
Yeah.
And you did not have the Schadenfreude conversation about your family I wanted you to have.
No, it's such an awkward thing. I mean, we
for you.
Yeah. We had some. I don't know. We talked a little bit about growing up, and it was just like stupid stuff. Like, oh, I remember we had this car, and I remember I did this, and
it's frivolous.
It was frivolous
recollection.
No, we didn't really get into anything too meaningful or deep. My mom said some racist things, I guess, that my wife happened to catch and was floored by.
And you don't hear them, right?
I didn't even notice. I was like, yeah, whatever.
You were there. It just passes in one ear out the other.
Yeah.
I can see that. It's your parents. You've been disregarding what they say for you most of your life, right?
So. Yeah. It's a defense mechanism.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. Yeah, elderly, fairly well off. White folks living in Florida, probably not going to lean towards the liberal side of things.
No. And it was a little uncomfortable because they live in this nice, when I say nice, I mean expensive, I guess. A gated community.
Right, which in no way sounds nice to me, but I know what you mean. Is that what you were driving at? Yeah.
Yes. On a golf course and a harbor.
Sounds horrible. Sounds like the fucking opposite of what I would want to live.
So, yeah, and they're talking about, you know, different people and what boats they own.
Oh, that's Chauncey. He has the USS Skipper. It's a fine ship. Oh, this gin is delicious.
My parents had a boat, but they don't have one anymore. And it was not a big boat. I mean, it was...
I saw it. It had a little covered back section.
Yeah. It didn't have, like, a cabin or anything. It was just, you know, a boat with a motor and...
Oh, okay.
You know, not like a little bass boat, but
right.
Something you could just, you know, cruise around a little bit.
You weren't going after
you wouldn't
want to
run drugs in it, is what I'm saying.
Okay. Or maybe you do. No one's going to suspect it.
No, not that much range on the little thing.
Cuba, so far away.
But there were several boats in this harbor that you could definitely run drugs with.
Drug runner, grandma mobile, drug runner.
Yes. And the serious ones were the ones that had like three giant outboard motors all in a line on the back of them. It looks absurd.
Do you have to start them all separately, or are they all like unified?
You don't pull start these things.
I don't know, man. Well, why don't you just have one big engine? Why do you need three small ones?
I don't know.
Is it like a Pokemon thing? Like you got to catch them all?
Maybe. Anyway, the assumption is it's crazy fast.
Well, yeah, I bet.
And what some, I assume, retiree needs with a crazy fast boat. Who knows? These are people just have money, and I think it's probably more a matter of, would you like one engine, two engines, or three engines?
Right.
Oh, well, three, obviously. Well,
I'm not a one-engine man. And
what's the difference between a two and a three-engine? Well, that's one engine more.
Well, you've convinced me, my good man. I'll take a dozen. Boats or engines? Yes. Yeah, I feel like you sort of get caught up in the, wherever your friend group is in your life, you just get caught up in whatever the competitive thing is, du jour, you know?
Like, yes.
And with down there, it's just boats.
Yeah.
Because it's Florida. Like, you know, what are you going to do?
But my parents don't have their boat anymore, and I'm glad.
Now, why? What prompted that?
A boat is a pain in the ass to maintain.
I'm sure.
Yes. And for the larger boats, obviously you have a crew that takes care of it for you.
Well, obviously. I mean, perish the thought of carrying
that
yourself.
But even having a small boat, there's work involved, and if you don't take it out that often, and you kind of you can look at it a little bit objectively and say, nah, it's really not worth it.
Right.
And fortunately, they finally came around to that. And as they're getting older, I was less comfortable with them going out in the boat.
Yeah. Maybe they're just gonna. Maybe they just wanted to do that last trip, man. I mean, they never come back.
And they seem fine driving, although they didn't drive anywhere on this trip. We drove them around.
Okay, but that's probably for the best. But saying that someone's fine for driving in Florida, I feel like
okay,
it's contextual, kind of right? There. Yeah,
yeah.
Not ramming you off the road is like, well, they didn't kill anyone. They only slightly hit us because they couldn't see over the window. I rented a car. We went on our cruise. Erica, Ben, and Jen, the four of us, rented a car.
Yes.
Near Cape Canaveral. Oh, my God. Like, every stereotypical thing you hear about Florida drivers is 100% true.
It is.
It's, you're taking your life in your hands, and everyone's headless. I can't tell you how many large Cadillac-sized fucking cars you can't see the driver because they're so fucking short. And you're like, do you have a periscope? How are you seeing the road? Of course you're going to hit something. And then it's weird because if you want to, being local to Rochester, if you want to experience that, just go to the Pittsford Wegmans. Because that parking, no, I'm serious. That parking lot is the exact
it's super feeling dangerous.
Of driving in
I agree.
Florida.
I agree.
No one with that nice, not that many people with that nice of cars should give that little a shit about just everything. That complete disregard for life and limb.
It doesn't help that the parking lot is not very well laid out.
They redid it, right? But it didn't really get any better?
No, it's not. There are lots of intersections where it's a little bit confusing, and that's all it takes. Because everybody there in the car who's driving in the Pittsburgh parking lot
is
the most important person.
I'm the most important person. Are you the most important person?
Yes, I am.
But that's not possible. I'm the most important person.
Well, that's
person.
Not possible because I clearly am.
I'm driving an Audi A4.
I'm driving a BMW X3.
Ah. What's the sticker price on that? What are your insurance payments?
I own an insurance company.
I was going to say I worked at Kodak. That wouldn't fly.
No. That's precarious.
Why? You got to catch up on your drink.
All right. I was trying to pace myself. Are you trying to get me drunk?
We're already like a third into our podcast. You know how to pace yourself that much.
All right. So the other disturbing thing.
Yes.
About the this place where my parents live.
As Florida.
Well, I'm talking about this community.
This gated community.
On the golf course. Is that everybody who's out working on the golf course is some minority ethnic group person.
You can't have a white person doing menial labor on a golf course.
Except for, well, I think even the guy in the guard shack was maybe Hispanic or something. I don't know.
Amazing.
Yeah. And it's...
And they're not voting for Trump. That's impressive. Well, I guess they'd lose all of their, according to them, they'd lose access to all of the menial labor.
Oh, well, that's a consideration. But it blows my mind that in some ways so little has changed since the antebellum South.
Mm-hmm. Where... You crossed that Mason-Dixon line, bruh.
Yeah.
Whole nother world. You know better than I do, and I know.
Florida's another world within another world.
So what's the deal with Florida?
Okay. What sense?
I'm curious. Like, when I grew up, Florida was like, oh, it's where you went on vacation.
Yes. And there's lots of vacation-y stuff in Florida.
Right.
Obviously, you've got Disney. You've got Universal Studios. You've got a gazillion different theme parks. Mm-hmm. Harry Potter fucking world, whatever the hell
it's
that
the
is.
It's the Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
All
right. Get it right.
Yeah. I think Disney was like the first place that... opened there.
Oh yeah, I feel like they're all knowledge. They have a stake in everything down there, I think, at this point.
So yeah, and over the years more and more amusement parks have opened up, and that makes it a destination.
So
that's one part of Florida.
It's a family vacation destination.
That's Orlando. Orlando is
okay.
And then there are actually some entertaining things to do in Orlando. So when we were going to see my parents, we flew down to Orlando, which is not where they live. It's like an hour and a half, 2 hours away from
just
where they live.
Far enough.
Yes. So we flew into Orlando and stayed there a couple of nights because because there are things to do there and not just Disney things.
Without your parents.
Yes, without my parents, that my wife and I can do and have a little bit of vacation to ourselves there.
Naked paintball.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. They have one of those, we didn't go there, but they have at least one or two of those escape theme things.
Yeah, you keep talking about this.
It sounds interesting. And
so it's like they just lock you in a room and you're like, see you later.
I don't know. I think it must be something like that where they're like clues to get out of one
room.
Is it
just like Jigsaw?
I don't know. Maybe it's like Cube.
Neither of those is going to end well for you, man. Only the autistic guy made it out of Cube. Only the girl turned into a murderer made it out of Saw. Or something. I don't know. There's a lot of Saws. I stopped watching.
I only saw the first one.
I saw through three? I might own through three.
You own the Saw? Somebody must have given that to you. Or you must have found a really good deal on that.
I used to buy a lot of DVDs when they went on sale.
All right.
You've seen my DVD collection.
Yeah.
It's outdated.
But Saw, really.
Come on, it was cool back then. I was in my 20s. I didn't know. I look back at the, dude, the Best Buy trade-in a DVD to get $5 off a Blu-ray thing was the greatest thing that ever happened to me because it finally shut my wife up from making fun of me for owning some of the DVDs I had. Like Blue Crush and Knockaround Guys. Wasn't proud of those.
Wait, is that the Vin Diesel one?
Yeah.
Wow.
Terrible movie.
Terrible movie.
But you know what I would do?
It has John Malkovich doing the worst Italian accent in history.
It's like, I don't know what happened with that. If they were like, hey, John, don't ever talk to an Italian person. And then, just do, what do you think they sound like? You're a good actor, right? We're not gonna direct you. If you sound like shit, it's just we're gonna assume you have a thing and it's gonna sound good. I used to do this thing.
I think I actually saw that in the theaters.
Okay, that makes me feel better because I only bought it. I never saw it in the theaters. So my wife has a rule that she, like, she will not buy a movie. I mean, who buys movies at this point? But she wouldn't buy a movie unless she had seen it and liked it. And I was the opposite. Yeah. I was the opposite. So I was like, I want to see a movie and I missed it in the theater. It's on sale. I'm just going to go buy it.
Yeah.
And then it's like 10 or 15 bucks. So by my logic, I've always had some kind of home theater since college.
Mm-hmm.
So it was never a bad experience to watch it. And you own it afterwards. So if it's even mediocre, you get to watch it again anytime you want for free.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's my thinking.
Maybe it's a guy, female, male, female thing. Because like I've explained this to her and she's like, no.
Well, that's what we did with Trainwreck. Because we kept thinking, oh, we want to see it, but we never caught it in the theaters. So we saw it on sale.
Right.
Picked it up and then we all watched it.
Right.
And that was a good deal.
Right. Four people.
And, yeah.
That sit in the basement, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, it was cool.
We're sitting in the basement now.
Yeah.
We spend a lot of time in our basement, don't we? The two and four of us.
Yeah. But it's okay. I used to spend a lot of time in the basement when I was growing up. We lived in two different places. When I was young, up till the time I was like 10 years old, we lived in Arkansas.
Okay.
And we didn't have basements.
Right. Which is weird. But
because
yes.
I think everything was on a floodplain there. It was like it's all stupid flat and prone to flooding.
Not
so
just
nobody
flat.
Had basements.
Stupid flat.
And we actually, one time, when I was kind of taking my wife on tour of my previous childhood haunts or whatever, mm-hmm. previous places I'd lived.
You gotta do it.
We did that. We went down to Tennessee because I lived in Tennessee for a while. And we went to Nashville. Nashville was cool.
Okay.
We went to Memphis, which is where I was born.
Hmm.
And it was a little less cool. We went to Graceland, which was interesting.
What does that mean?
Graceland is just bizarre. It's like it's what happens when a redneck gets a whole bunch of money.
Right. Yeah. That's I've heard that.
And then we tried to drive from Memphis to where I grew up in Arkansas. And we couldn't get there because there was a big storm and the roads were flooded out.
Jesus. And your wife's like,
so
never again.
We literally could not get there in the time we were spending.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So no basements down there.
But
we moved to Indiana,
mm-hmm.
Northern Indiana, on the Indiana-Michigan border.
And you gotta have a basement because that's how you survive the permafrost.
Yeah.
Got to be underground.
But we had a house with a basement there. I was like, oh, this is interesting. And it was like a mostly finished basement.
Nice.
And so that was like, that became my own rec room, I guess, mm-hmm. when I was a teenager.
Yeah, that's what we're planning on doing for whatever kids we have.
Yeah. And it was cool. I spent a lot of time there. I had all of my toys down there. And then later on, I had a computer down there.
Ah, all the masturbation.
No, there wasn't internet porn back then. There wasn't really internet back then.
Couldn't you read sexy stories on chat news groups? How don't you know the internet worked before a certain point, Dick, to be honest?
There was no internet. There were BBSs back then.
Big black shipmates?
Bulletin board systems.
Okay, but I'm just saying, my version of that sounded more interesting.
It does. But yeah, we had BBSs. You could dial up on your 400 or 800 baud modem.
My God.
And then read things. It was like a discussion thread or something. It was sad.
How long would it take you to type a post in one of those?
Oh, not long. No, it's you're typing. That doesn't take a lot of
time. I don't know. I wasn't around when people used the vampire clips on the coax cable. Like there's a time period of the internet that I missed.
Vampire clips?
Oh yeah, you haven't heard about these?
I guess not.
So we learned about them when I was getting trained to my job, actually, when I first started, like 5 years ago. So LANs used to be, like early on, they would run a massive wrapped coax cable, like massive, down like the middle of a bunch of desks. And he would take a vampire clip, like this, like just toothy, scary, strong clip.
Okay.
And you'd like attach it to your computer and then you'd fucking clip it. And it would bite into the cable.
What?
And that would be...
I have not heard this.
So I will look really it up. Interesting. Hold on. Fine, I'll use the iPad that you despise. I was going to spare you. But yeah, so I mean, I saw a picture of this and I was like, I have no idea what the fuck I'm looking at right now.
This is a real thing?
They showed us pictures and everything.
This is some old internet lore that I'm not familiar with. So I'm impressed by this.
This is some old school shit. Vampire clip. Bam.
All right, so we'll have to post a picture of it. So it's like it's a tap-in connection.
Yes. Yep, but this is not.
And I guess over time you're kind of wearing out.
Yeah, that's cable. Vampire clip's wiring. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, see, look, it goes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And Mike's making a gesture with his hand as he makes that sound.
Anyway, so, yeah, I missed that era of the internet.
All right. So while we've got your iPad out.
Yeah, that you mysteriously wanted me to have down here.
So can I talk for a second here? Can we talk?
I guess. Okay.
Okay. So, as I understand it, and I'm not trying to be accusing or anything, you have, on occasion, anger issues.
Oh, yeah. When I'm tired, I'm a douchebag.
And sometimes when you drink, too.
I think it's... yeah, that's true.
But you think it's more for being tired?
There's a connection, but yeah. I get very, very antagonistic when I drink.
Okay. You're also a person with a very high EQ, I think.
Yeah, although I tend to subsume it the more I drink or am tired, but yes.
So, I think a question for some people who know you might be, how evil is Michael Carasi?
Capable or actual? Because there's a difference.
Okay. Well, I think we should explore that.
Okay.
And it just so happens...
that there is an app for this.
There is an app for this. it's a test. I'm going to have you take it.
Oh, okay.
It's on the BBC future here.
How dark is your personality?
How dark is your personality?
I love this.
And we'll see if it actually loads. Okay, it looks like it's working on your iPad.
A real psychological... How evil are you? Oh, my God. If I get, like, a super evil score, are you going to, like, unfriend me?
No, I'd be terrified to.
That's right. Okay, so right. It's a sliding scale of how much I agree or disagree.
Yes, it is. So let's go through it. And,
okay.
And I'll kind of be a little bit of a bullshit detector here as you're answering these questions.
It's not wise to tell your secrets. I don't think that's true all the time, but I do think there are some secrets people should keep. So I'm going to give a small... So the options are... big thumbs down, small thumbs down, small thumbs up, big thumbs up, and then I'm assuming...
Or just neutral
yeah,
in the middle.
That's a...
I don't think you're neutral on this.
I'm not. I think...
This just seems reasonable, honestly.
Well, it's like they say like there's little white lies you really should keep for the sake of relationships.
Yeah.
I like to use clever manipulation to get my way. Yeah, that's a big thumbs up.
Oh, okay.
I love
doing
that.
There you go.
Oh my God, I love doing that. Whatever it takes, you must get the important people. No, fuck that. I don't care about
care about getting the important people on your side?
I tend to, that's like one of those things left over from my father. It's like, if you're important, I probably don't trust you.
Okay.
But no, I didn't get rid of it completely.
Okay.
I avoid direct conflict with others because they may be useful in the future. I've gotten better at that. I used to just not avoid confrontation at all. I'm going to say because of work, I do that more than I don't. But not a lot. I still will pick a fight.
So you tend to avoid direct conflict.
I have swallowed a lot of very justifiable criticism that I wanted to direct at many people because I had to work and get stuff from them.
Okay.
This is a lot about work.
But it's still that sort of Machiavellian, I'm not getting into a fight because it's not helpful to me.
Right. It would be detrimental to me to point out, as good as it would feel. Right.
I'd buy that. Okay. I'd buy that.
It's wise to keep track of information that you use against people later.
Oh, that's a big thumbs up. Wow.
If I told you the emails I'm sitting on right now.
That's very interesting. Very revealing here.
You should wait for the right time to get back at people.
It's also very interesting that you're smiling about this one. Well, you seem to be...
I've matured. Weighing
your choices here.
I've matured, so it's like, do I answer how I used to be or how I am now?
I'll find some balance here. Let's keep it interesting, though.
You should wait for the right time to get back at people. I don't often do that anymore.
Okay.
There are things that you should hide from other people because they don't need to know. Small thumbs up. That ties right back to the first question with, it's not wise to tell your secrets.
It seemed like you were almost tempted to do a big thumbs up on that.
No.
No?
No. Because remember, I like to make people uncomfortable.
Okay.
So I will overshare.
Like but sharing, with purpose.
Sharing my ASMR makes so many people uncomfortable. It's hilarious to me.
That stuff just makes me uncomfortable to watch.
Exactly. Well, but me telling you about it, it's really weird to describe it. Yeah, so I get this pleasant tingling sensation on my scalp when I watch someone giving someone else a back massage.
That doesn't bother me when you say it.
Oh, most but people.
Hearing the people whisper you. Bothers me.
Not all of them are like that. Right. But
this isn't about me. This is about how evil I am.
I'm an evil motherfucker. Make sure your plans benefit you, not others. That actually, big thumbs down. You could ask my wife about this. I will go through great lengths and suffer much guilt if I feel like I'm not doing something for someone else.
I can believe that.
Most people could be manipulated. Oh my God, yeah.
That was a big thumbs up.
There are not many people that cannot be manipulated that I've not found many.
I'm sure I'm somehow being manipulated right now.
Don't drink that drink, Mike. Don't drink it. Stop drinking it. It's delicious, isn't it? On your lips.
Mm.
Okay, next page. People see me as a natural leader. Yes.
Big thumbs up.
Yep.
All right.
I hate being the center of attention. Big thumbs down. Actually, that has changed. I'm going to go with the small thumbs down.
Okay.
Because I...
Why do you say that?
Working from home, I've become very much a shut-in. And so I don't go out that much at all anymore. So, and I don't do the big mic party personality the way I used to. It used to be all I ever did. And I didn't really know that I wasn't actually like that all the time. So I always was like, oh, I got it. People want actor mic. And then I stopped acting, actually. That's really what did it.
So you can turn it off, turn it on.
I have to turn it on now.
Okay.
Whereas I used to have trouble turning it off. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But that being said, I still like it. Many group activities tend to be dull without me.
You can do at least a thumbs up.
I'm going a small thumbs up on that.
And I can vouch for that.
Yeah.
Things are always more exciting when you're...
If I'm not being a dick to you, I'm probably fun to be around. If I'm being a dick to you, it's fun for everyone who's not you.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm such a dick to you all the time. Oh, I know that I'm special because everyone keeps telling me so.
Big thumbs up. Mike, you're special and you totally should have picked a big thumbs up. I agree with that.
Wait, are you trying to manipulate me now? I like to get acquainted with important people. So when we do these company functions, I run away from the most important people.
So you've got like a strong anti-authoritarian bent or something.
I do.
Maybe that's not the way to phrase it. Maybe it is the right way.
No, so it's true. And I've actually thought about this. I don't know if it's, I've always suspected I have a trouble with authority that I subsume because I'm, you know, I just assume it because that's how I was raised. Was mm-hmm. to be like, oh, your job's important. But I'm not sure if it's I have a problem with authority or I just have an incredibly high ego. I don't know. I'm not sure what it is. If I'm like, I don't really need to know who you are. Like, yeah, you're the CEO of the company. That's nice. Does that make sense? If I feel embarrassed if someone compliments me. Yes, actually.
I do too.
I don't know what to do with that. Like after a show, I'd be like, thank you. You were great too.
Yeah.
Even if they were the audience.
Yeah, I got better. I think I've been a little better about that. I did this, I took the smaller thumb up.
Okay.
But it generally does embarrass me. When I was directing Unleashed, I made a point of having, you know, let everybody get out. And
yep. You always, and I never
because the audience liked that. Oh, yeah. At least I think they did.
Well, if you didn't suck, Simon Conner.
If you didn't suck.
If you weren't awful. Yeah. No, I think you're right.
But I think there are definitely people in the audience who appreciated being able to say, oh, hi, I liked your.
You were great. You're really funny. Yeah. You're right. I mean, even when we were doing Buddy's shows still. Mm-hmm. Like, I always had to, like, take that breath and be like, all right, I know everyone, I know all five people in the audience, and I'm still, I don't want to go out there right now. That's actually why I really like that Erica doesn't compliment me a lot. Like, she'll totally call me on a show and be like, you weren't that good. You had an off night. Because I'm like, thanks. I can be annoyed, but I don't have to be weird that you're complimenting me.
You know what I mean? I place a lot of value on that, too. I think Mel's kind of the same way.
No, yeah, our wives don't bullshit us.
Yeah.
I think that's important.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have been compared to famous people. Let's see. Michael J. Fox, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, John Stewart, Steve from Blue's Clues. That was my first one.
Yes. Big thumbs up.
I am an average person. Big thumbs down. I insist on getting the respect I deserve.
Well, I think that would be at least a thumb, if not a big thumb.
It's getting more
towards the big thumb. Because I know what's going on.
Yes. As I get older, it's moving to the big thumb.
I give it a big thumb, Mike.
Nah, I put up with a lot before I did that, though.
Yeah, before what's going on. We're living in the here and now, Mike.
All right.
Fine. All right. Big thumb that.
Is that the first time you called bullshit on me?
Yes. Okay. I think I get at least one of these.
I'd like to get revenge on authorities? No. What? No. I'm not actually evil. Jesus. I avoid dangerous situations before or after having a kid.
Wow. I think it's for that
shifted pretty strongly when I had
science. Take danger in maybe a different way. I don't know. Physical danger, avoid. Danger related to your career.
Avoid.
Okay.
I'm actually very risk averse, to be honest. I've always been like that. That's why I've never broken anything.
A big thumb down.
I'm a big pussy about pretty much everything when it comes to this dangerous.
Okay.
Except when we were in Sedona and I'm like, I'm going to climb this spire and
get my wife. You didn't have a child at that point.
That's true. Would not have done that. Payback needs to be quick and nasty. No. Revenge is a dish best served cold. If you're going to give into that, which leads to the dark side, people often say I'm out of control. Smike, would you say that I'm out of control?
Maybe I'm afraid to.
Answer the question! I think
Has your wife told you that?
No.
No?
No, especially with the diet and all that kind of shit. I'm going to say small thumbs down, because I have my moments where I'm a dick.
You do, and I would maybe go neutral on that one.
So, well, yeah, but it's my perception is people don't say that to me.
Okay.
But you barely think I'm just a whirly gig of destruction.
I'm just putting up an argument here.
All right. Yeah, I mean, that's not something I'm told. It's true that I can... Yes, we'll just go big thumb. It's true that I can be mean to others.
Yes.
That is true. People who mess with me always regret it. No, they sometimes regret it.
Well, okay, sometimes. That I don't think that should be a thumbs down necessarily.
Well, then it's a neutral because
it's not a thumbs down. Neutral up. I can go with.
It's the first. I've never gotten in trouble with the law. Can't say that.
Big thumbs down.
I enjoy having sex with people I hardly know. Can't say that either.
Not anymore.
No, I never... I have only ever had sex with women that I knew for long periods of time.
Okay.
I've never been a random hookup kind of guy.
Never wanted to.
Of course I wanted to. I'm a guy. Well, I have a penis.
Okay, then don't do it a
bit. I enjoy having sex with people I hardly know.
All right. Right now, that is definitely a thumbs down.
No, the wording literally says I enjoy the act of having sex.
I'm agreeing with you.
I say anything to get what I want. No, I have my limits.
Not quite everything. It's a small thumbs down.
All right, you ready?
Yes. How evil are you, sir?
I'm probably pretty evil. I'm moderately nefarious. My Machiavellianism is a little past the halfway point. My narcissism is higher. My psychopathy is a little below the halfway point.
Which is good for everyone.
Yes. Oh, like Don Draper, you are moderately nefarious, madman. You walk on the dark side of humanity, but your ruthless streak may just help you get ahead.
There you go.
That's kind of fun. This is a cool one.
Yeah, you should put
I'm gonna show this to Facebook. Yeah, thank you. So what did you get? Angelic, lame ass.
I forget what it was, but it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't this bad?
No, it was much nicer than that. It was something like, I can't remember how they phrased it, but I had a tendency to put other people ahead of myself. Which I think I do.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Sometimes?
We're going to be honest here. You've got a pretty strong selfish streak that gets in the way of what I think is normally a fairly high EQ.
Okay.
Like, I think you're very good at reading people and placating and that kind of stuff, but, I mean, you could check out in the way that I don't think I can.
Sometimes I have to, because people just overwhelm me. It's tiring. It's exhausting for me.
I get it. And that's because of the empathy. But I'm just saying, what it actually ends up reading as is, like, okay, Mike's just tuned out.
Yeah. And I definitely do that, especially when we were visiting my parents.
I don't think anyone's going to blame you for that. So check it out on my Facebook page, and maybe I'll post something on the Buddies in Space. Maybe I'll take it as Buddies in Space and try to amalgamate us. That was fun. I think it's silly to be nice all the time. So I was nice all the time in high school. I was, 100% of the time.
And where did that get you?
Not laid, not a good job, didn't have my first girlfriend to college when I stopped being like that. I'm just saying, putting everyone else above you all the time is not healthy, I think. And that's why I was so good at waitering for so long, because I was so subservient, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like something you can kind of internalize. So, I mean, I get the joke here, right? But I don't think being a little selfish and a little, like, manipulative to get ahead, in this day and age, especially when you look at how well Donald Trump is doing, you kind of have to watch yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
Look out for yourself. You know what I mean?
But this, to talk about for a second about this test.
Yeah,
It's referred to as the dark triad, right?
I saw that, yeah.
Which is Machiavellianism. Which is manipulating others.
Oh, I love it. My score should have been higher.
Narcissism, mm-hmm. which is thinking you're the best person.
I'm the best around.
A little Karate Kid reference. I dig it.
No one's ever gone. Okay, go on.
And probably the most dangerous one is the psychopathy. Which means
mine was the lowest there.
Darn. Which is good. Because you have empathy for other people.
Yeah.
Which, if you didn't have that, you would be
That's worrying.
A really fucking dangerous individual.
It is funny that I have... And again, having a kid has made me like, I had paranoia before, but it just made it way worse. I have such distrust or mistrust, I guess, of what people are capable of. Like, I know that by and large, even a semi-shitty person really will only be so shitty. You know what I mean? Just by the rules of society and guilt and empathy and that kind of stuff. But like, I just assume everyone is a fucking evil cocksucker. Like, just most, if I don't know you.
If you don't know them.
If I don't, because I'm, okay. Right, because I'm manipulating you if I know you. So clearly I figured you out, right? But no, like, you know, I'm a pretty good study. But if I don't know you, like, you stay the fuck away from, stay away from my family. Like, unless I know you, I don't trust you. You're probably going to try to steal my kid. Or steal my stuff.
Now that's probably not true of most people.
That's the thing. So there's that weird logical versus paranoid thing.
Yeah.
I understand. And my wife is the exact opposite. Like, I wish she was more like me, and I'm sure she wishes I was more like her. So I guess we kind of balance each other out. But I assume more or less the worst than most people. Doesn't matter gender, ethnicity, none of it matters. I have a pretty good idea how awful human beings can be at their worst. And I just prescribe that to everyone, and then it keeps me safe. And, you know, I'm not saying it's healthy. Actually, I know it's not. But then my wife is exactly the opposite, where she's like, you know, it's my whole thing with home invasions. Like, I always say, like, I'm not scared of home invasion. I'm afraid of not being prepared for home invasion.
So as long as I'm prepared, bring it on.
Yeah. I want the excuse to beat someone to death for endangering my family. Do you know how amazing, like, a righteous indignation murder would be? Come on!
And that, going off a little bit on a tangent here, I think that's such a common fantasy, mm-hmm. I guess. Mm-hmm. A male fantasy.
I am saying this because I know for a fact that every guy listening to this is like, yep. Yeah. And that, I mean, this guy's sick as shit, but yeah.
And that if you watched almost any like Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, just an example.
Anything in the 80s.
Any movie that is violent.
Any movie with violence.
And it will probably fall into this fantasy of killing being able to kill or beat the crap out of somebody justifiably.
Yeah, with impunity.
Yeah, yes.
No consequences. Oh, yeah.
Not with no moral consequences.
Right, yeah.
And I think that's the key thing. Is yeah, you know, bad things might happen, but you were right to do this.
Right. No, they had it coming. And if I die, I die in a blaze of glory. But that's what they say is behind the zombie apocalypse craze, is the fantasy of... It's like twofold. It's like you were good enough to survive when no one else was, and you can just murder the undead with impunity and feel like there's nothing wrong with that. Like, no, but I mean, if you read about it in like a scholarly way, that's what most people agree on. It's like, you could just go around killing people you used to know. They're dead already, so it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? But
that's
so,
a little disturbing.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. It should be disturbing. Yes. So this actually brings to mind a very disturbing story that actually happened, but it really hits on this. So understand that when I talk about like the killing or beating someone with impunity, like this is very firmly in that icky no-go kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a story, I think it happened 2 years ago. A father came home. And he had a prepubescent son, thereabouts, like somewhere like 10, 11.
Okay.
And it was some other guy in the neighborhood, a coach, a babysitter or something. And he came home to find him molesting his son. And he beat the guy to within an inch of his life. And then called the cops. And the cops saw what happened and no one pressed charges. And the guy said, as they carted the pedophile away, he said, "The only reason I didn't kill you is because now you have to go to jail." And you know what happens to pedophiles in jail. But the police chief afterwards, when the story went big, it was all over the internet, the police chief said it was something to the effect of, he did exactly what he was supposed to do and no one's going to fault him. And I saw that and I was like, that's that like guy thing where it's like,
it is. It's disturbing.
It's
but...
super disturbing. Yeah. And it's like that. Yeah. That's not, you know, we're not going to go there in terms of what that implicates. But it is that moment.
But it resonates at the same time.
I don't know what it is. It was I thought I was the only one who had this problem when Erica got pregnant. Like my home protection instinct went crazy. Like in a way that I never had before.
Do you think that was like a hormonal thing, maybe?
Well, yeah. Well,
some chemical
absolutely
reactions involved here.
Yeah, I mean, I was around her, and she was. I mean, her body was putting out hormones like a fucking hormone dispensing machine. I don't know. There's probably a better term for that. I'm sure.
I like it.
Yeah, hormone dispensing machine. HDM. You know, one of them HDMs. Wow, that's a terrible thing to call your pregnant wife. but so it got crazy. Like she was like as angry as she was with me all the time for 2 years straight. She thought it was really funny because I could not go to bed until I checked every window, every door. Like, it was crazy. I couldn't control it. And it's still there. It's gotten a little better. But I thought it was really weird, like for me, you know, because I'd never had that kind of aggressive level of like need to defend my property before. And I mentioned it to someone and they said, oh, when I was pregnant, my boyfriend couldn't go to sleep until he went around the outside of the house and in the winter in Rochester. And wow. I was like, okay, it's not just me. Good.
You're like, oh, I should have thought to do that.
Damn it. What did I miss? So it's interesting that this just ties back to my whole point. As far evolved as we are, my wife and I both learned a lot when she got pregnant. I learned that there are some strange underlying aggressive tendencies that I have about protecting my family that
lizard
I didn't know
brain
there.
Stuff.
It's lizard. It's 100% lizard brain stuff. It's always what I say. It's just my lizard brain. And she learned, and you could ask her about this, and she'll be the first to tell you, she's still disillusioned by it, but to this day, is the fact that her personality was so altered by her hormones, and just like my presence drove her nuts. And I know that's not uncommon, but it's like pretty bad for how she used to be. And she was really taken aback by that. by the fact that, like, you, who you are is really at the mercy of your chemical levels. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I mean, in a way that, you know, you can hear that and be like, okay, I get it. But then having seething rage for a year straight or 2 years straight, like, that's, you can't really understand that till you've gone through it or been on the receiving end of it.
But we can laugh about it now.
Yeah. It, you know what? Our kid's awesome. It was worth it. We'll go through one more time. That's it. it's all I'm willing to sign up for.
But you know what to expect now. And
it might not happen. Yeah, it might not be as bad. Way. Yeah, I don't know. She's going to turn to the exact opposite and be like, ah, get away from me. Ah, you're so clingy. I need to go walk around the outside of the house, my underwear, check the perimeter. Have you ever had that experience of like something triggering the, like, the seeing red caveman response to something? You've ever had that? I feel like I've asked you this before and you've like kind of avoided the question.
Not really.
Okay.
I try. I'm a pretty even keeled person most of the time.
Right.
The stupid example that keeps coming up though in my memory is, and this is really stupid. I mean, really stupid.
It usually is.
I grew up in, I was a teenager in the 80s.
Okay.
And I was trying to solve a Rubik's Cube. And I got just incredibly frustrated with the thing, okay, and threw it and shattered it. And I was upset by that.
Wow.
I know. This is just such a lame story.
Oh my God.
But that's when I think of therapy after being like super angry at something. That's my go-to memory.
Okay. Well, but that's fair. So did you say, I'm angry, I need to smash this and I'm going to think about it and I'm going to do it? Or were you like, oh, and you just fucking did it and didn't think
about
it?
I just did it. I mean, there was a part of me is like, this is stupid. Why are you doing this? You know it's going to break. But there was the other part of me like, I have to do something.
So you had that disconnect. You had the, like, yeah, the logical, okay, yeah. So yes, that's it. That's like that other part of your mind like taking over and it's like, whoa, what the fuck's going on right now? Yeah, it's a weird experience.
Yeah. And there was the other time, I think I mentioned this before, when I was taking a subway late at night. And
sounds familiar.
Yeah, I probably told the story.
Tell it again.
Long story short, I missed a plane flight. A flight I had at JFK was canceled.
Okay.
I was upset, bad mood. It was late at night. I was cranky. I lived on Long Island.
That's a hike.
I had been dropped off at the airport by a friend, so I had to take subways, hop a subway to get into New York, then take a subway or take a train from there to get out to Long Island to go home.
So you had to get to an LIRR stop?
Yeah, it was,
or a station or something?
It was obnoxious. Right. I was going through...
Was this before the air train?
What?
Is this before the JFK air train?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I had to take like an A train or something.
Yeah. Okay, go on. Sorry.
But it was going through a neighborhood that I wasn't very familiar with. At one point, It was me. There were two girls on the train, two guys, other than me, and mm-hmm. I was the only Caucasian person on the train.
Okay,
I was exhausted. I was reading a book that I had because
minding your own business.
Yeah, I was tuned out, minding my own business, reading the book, and one of the other men on the train was trying to, I think he was walking around and he was trying to impress the girls.
Right.
And he was trying to get into a fight with me, basically.
Man, he picked the wrong guy.
I just was like, I was ignoring him and I was reading my book. I mean, you know, you can only ignore somebody to an extent.
Yeah, yeah.
I was looking at my book. Probably reading the same sentence over and over again or something.
Were you seething or were you just
No,
like...
no. I was just like, I don't want this to happen.
Right.
I'm just going to sit here and not respond to this and just wait for it to be over because I'm tired and I don't want to deal with anything.
Sure. I've been there. I've ridden the subway many times late at night. I understand.
Yeah. And we were coming out to a stop. I think the subway stopped and then something hit me in the back of the head. I didn't know what it was.
Were you looking down or?
I was looking down. I was like sitting.
So he could have hit you.
He could have hit me. I didn't know what happened, but at this point I've had such a shitty day. I'm pissed because I missed the
yeah.
I had a canceled flight
it's
for one
a
thing.
Shitty experience.
And I've got to take this stupid route that's like 2 hours to get home.
Yep.
And at that point, I'm like, fuck it. I put the book down, and there's a part of my brain thinking, like, he could have a knife. He could have a gun. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't care. I'm going to stand up and confront him regardless of what the outcome could possibly be, which is you know, stupid.
Yeah.
Looking back, it's stupid.
Good for you, but yeah, it was stupid.
I don't know. I put the book down. I stand up. I'm like, fuck it. And he's gone. he ran out. He
hit you and ran away.
He found, I guess, on one of the seats, there was a discarded KFC meal that had a corn cob. You know, the little like third of an actual ear of corn.
He got it with a little mini corn cob.
And he'd whip that at me and hit me in the back of the head with that.
But, like, do you think it was his style? Like, he did that because he knew he was getting off the train?
I'm sure he did.
Okay.
Which, it's funny now because after all of his big talk.
Well, he's a giant
trying
pussy.
To impress the girls.
Yeah.
And he, bam, and takes off.
I'm only laughing because it's such a pussy move for him.
It is. It was. And the other people on the train were very nice. And they were like, I'm so sorry that guy did that.
Was this
not that they were responsible for it, obviously.
No. But that is something that happens on subway trains. Absolutely. People will like come together after something.
Yeah.
Happens.
And they are very nice. And the other guy who was sitting farther back, he comes up to me and said, you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I guess it was just a corn cob. And he's like, yeah, I'm sorry you took off. I was going to hold him down for you.
It's easy to talk big when...
yeah. But I appreciated it nonetheless.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was the last time I remember, you know, really just having that snap and the disconnect between mentally, like, logically, this is stupid.
Right.
And the other side of me being like, fuck it, let's go.
So I'm going to give you a piece of advice.
Uh-huh.
The next time someone asks you if you've ever had that experience, don't lead with the fucking Rubik's Cube. Start with that story. And then you can be like, and then here's a tie where I smashed.
But the Rubik's Cube is the one that always comes to my mind.
And then skip it and go to the other one.
All right.
You know, what are you one of those people who has to say everything on your mind?
You're trying to manipulate me here, Mike.
Maybe. I'm just outright telling you what to do. Is that manipulation?
Well, why don't you read that page that you're about to pick up?
Don't tell me what to do! Buddies in Space is a Stolen Dress Entertainment production. Visit stolendress.com to check out other Stolen Dress podcasts, blogs, tweets, videos, and books. Jason's new project is now live this month.
Are we allowed to talk about it?
Yeah, we could probably have always talked about it. I sort of like building mystery by not talking about it. But so Jason, since he was in his early 20s, has had this running joke.
And this is Jason
Clam, our producer. I'm going to be honest. I really think it's a joke. Like, just still, there's always a part of me. I've never asked him. So there's a part of me that's like, Jesus, what if he's actually serious and just really bad at it? But he's had this running joke since his early 20s.
You sure you're not giving anything away here?
Well, he's been doing this for years.
Okay.
There's a two-hour documentary.
Okay.
But
there's a two-hour documentary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Looking forward. I hope more. He has a published book. He's been doing this for like a decade.
Okay.
More. So, yeah, so since his early 20s, he's had this running thing about he's going to be president in 2016 or 2020. That's his campaign. That's like his campaign. It's 2020/2016. He's like always done it.
But he is running out of time.
Yeah, very much so. So his campaign's ramping up. So he has a documentary and some stuff for like Kanye West declared he was running for presidency in this alternate world of Jason running for president.
Uh-huh.
So they were like kind of going at it in a video. He does these little like, you know, personal vlogs here and there. So now that we're actually close. So after 13 years of fake campaigning or 14 years of fake campaigning, now he's actually at the point where he can really do it because he's the right, he's legally old enough to. Because he's been doing this for years and he hasn't even, like, he couldn't have done it even if he really wanted
to. Well, obviously he had it planned out because he was waiting for
the target years
when he's of age.
Had that shit of age. So he has a much grander, like, kind of second phase to it where there's, like, he got, like, 12 of us all to do different characters, and there's this interweaving story where if you watch each individual thing, it's kind of standalone with little hints, And then everything starts to get tight. It's like a giant long form. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So my piece, I'm going to record the first one tonight. And it's pretty... I'm the most... Because everyone else is on the West Coast, physically. I'm like the only East Coast guy. Like, that's my storyline, is I'm the guy on the East Coast. But I get kind of loosely associated. But I guess I have a big part to play later.
All right.
I guess. Maybe.
Maybe.
But what I will be doing tonight is mixing a beer with soda, because that is the theme of my vlog.
Which we expect will be horrible.
Yeah, I picked a Bavarian dark double bock. Mix it with Coke. I'm not hopeful. But I think I'll have fun with it. If it's terrible, I'll have fun with that. And yeah, we should check out stolendress.com, because there's a lot of shit going on right now.
Yeah.
And you should not vote for Donald Trump.
I would recommend that, yes. Not doing that.
And you should...
Voting for someone else instead.
Yeah.
Not voting, but voting for anyone who's not other, Donald Trump.
Right. At this point, it's kind of hard to feel like anyone you vote for is worse than Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know they're bad choices. All of them Republican. Some of them Democrat. But lesser evil is pretty much everyone but Donald Trump.
Take it from people who have actually lived in New York.
Yeah.
New York City.
He's not going to win this.
An awful person.
No one likes him.
Everyone in New York has known that he's awful.
Oh, yeah.
Like a long time.
I mean, yeah. And everything he says is a lie.
Yeah.
And he kind of looks like a Dayglow, like, hairpiece wearing Richard Bronson. Branson?
Okay.
Bronson? The Virgin Mega guy? You know, never mind. Anyway. I think that drink had a lot of alcohol in it, and I'm tired.
We're buddies in space. You are...
M. Michael Crossy, you are...
S. Michael Smith.
You are not as evil as I am, no. But I forgive you. Get right up in there. I can see little clicks on the waveform.
There we go.
That's disgusting.
That's mild.
That's mild. Well, why are you holding back on us?
It's not there right now.
I want a caveman
I've been talking.
Click. You gotta... Hey, you're
when
a little
When I wake
bitch.
Up, bam! It's like a shotgun.
I'm going to go get a corn cob.
All right.
And then you're going to really give us a good click.